Welcome to the Artist Mother Podcast, featuring interviews with incredible working artists who are also mothers and compelling conversations regarding parenting and the art world. These conversations create a space for inclusivity and support for artist mothers worldwide. I'm Kaylin Butine, painter, mom of three, and podcast host. I'm so grateful you are tuning in, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Hello, friends. I am coming at you with a short and personal episode as I wrap up my summer sabbatical and am really eagerly anticipating getting back in the studio. Summer is so wonderful, but also, you know, I don't get the time in there that I want. I don't know how many of you can relate. Hopefully the day that this is coming out for you is actually the day that my kids are back in school. So maybe I'm enjoying my first day in the studio as you all listen to this. You know, it's just a lot to manage that transition back to school. Those little tender hearts, I've had a few moments with my kids, you know, just kind of navigating anxiety about new teachers and classmates, new routines. You know, we've had such a great summer of family time, Lego building, bike rides, Nintendo, campfires. And yeah, they're just, you know, the time is precious, but also it's time to get back to school and to get back to our routines. So I just wanted to acknowledge this moment that so many of us are in, because it's a lot emotionally. I think we need to be extra mindful of our hearts that are anticipating getting back into that routine and getting to work, but also, you know, our mama hearts that are out there caring for our kids. And I just want to give a special shout out to my homeschooling parent friends. Many of you remember I was actually a homeschooling parent when I started this podcast back in 2018. And now that my kids are in school, I sort of wonder how I ever got anything done when I was a homeschooling parent. So just shout out to you, because you're amazing. I think this idea of transitions, though, you know, they are challenging for our kids. As I mentioned, they're challenging for us getting our kids through those transitions. But even just as an artist, as a working artist, as a working parent, it can be hard to transition from summer mode and to get back into a better routine and a better workflow. I know I personally have gotten out of a lot of my good habits, and you know, I'm eager for some consistency. So I just wanted to share this brief episode with you today about this topic of getting back to your art after a break. I'm going to share some tips, but I'm also sharing that we have a free Zoom call that's going to be happening on the Thrive Together Network on Tuesday, August 15th. Thrive Together Network is the online community that I've built for female identifying artists and non-binary artists and artist caregivers, with my co-founder, Jamie Smith. And we host a weekly session on Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern that is kind of this place to come to set your intentions, to reconnect with community, but also to do the work. It's like this structure for you to plug into and do the work for your own practice. And we're offering a free Zoom session for anyone who's interested on this upcoming Tuesday, August 15th, so that you can join us in this time of intention setting, of getting back into the studio, getting back into the groove, and doing that with a little bit of grace and, you know, a lot of self-care. So if you are interested, the Zoom link for that call is going to be in the show notes for this episode. And you can also find it at the link tree on the Artist Mother Podcast Instagram. We would love for you to join us for that session. But I'm also going to be walking you through, you know, some of what we're talking about in that session right now. So here are my five steps for getting back to your art after a break. And yeah, it's not always going to be smooth. It's not always going to be, you know, a great transition, but I think having some things that you can do to get you started will hopefully help onboard you. So step number one is to set a date. Maybe at by this point, many of you already have this date set. For me, this is really the day, you know, the first full day that my kids are back in school. It's kind of the day, like August 10th is the day that I'm going to return to work mode. But if you don't have that date set yet, maybe your kids aren't going back till after Labor Day, maybe it's later in the month. I think just even mentally giving yourself that date to say, right now I'm in summer mode, things are crazy, I don't have the routine I have, but on August 10th or on August 27th or on September 6th, this is the day that I'm returning to work. So step number one is setting the date. It's really helpful for those mental boundaries. Step number two, and this is something that I'm going to be doing actually on the morning of my first day back, is I'm going to go out to brunch with my husband. That's kind of our back to school tradition. And then I'm going to take an hour and journal and follow step number two, which is reflect on the break. So I just think it's really important to, you know, as we go through transitions, to pause and look back and see what was just happening. What did I learn from that season I was in? What did I love about that season? What was a challenge for me? And to kind of do some of that thinking and reflecting. And again, if you join us on Tuesday the 15th for the free art and tea session, we're really going to be actually giving you some journal prompts. We're going to be giving you the time and space to do that reflection. So that is, you know, just another reason to join that session. Step number three is to clean up. This is a big one and probably one that I'll be doing for the first 3 or 4 days back. I think getting back into a good studio routine can really be a challenge if your studio is a mess. And mine has been a dumping ground all summer of just kind of throwing random crap in there. And, oh, I worked on this for 5 minutes and then I needed, you know, some paintbrushes for this project. And then, you know, I just threw it over here and I bought some new supplies, but I didn't organize them yet. And they're just in this pile. So step number three for getting back to your art is to start with some cleanup time, to just get in, get your hands dirty with your materials, get your space organized, get yourself settled in. I really love starting actually making work after I've cleaned up and organized my studio. Step number four for getting back to your art after a break is to make a mark. Just start, just make something. I'm actually planning to do some abstract paintings on paper, which is something I have not done in years because so much of my practice has transitioned to fabric work. But I am feeling the itch just to let loose a little bit, to make some marks, to paint. And I think it's really helpful to get in there and make something without putting, you know, a project, without putting a label on it, but just to make some marks to get yourself started. So that's my suggestion for step number four. And then step number five is to plan small. Schedule in your new studio routine just for a little bit. Like, don't plan, you know, August through December right now. See what you need to do for just a week at a time, at least to start, right? And see what it's like to get back into that routine. See what you need to dig in right now. See what's feeling good to you. Plan small, at least initially, so you can see what's working and what this season is calling out for you. And then you can make some bigger moves as we get further into the fall. So I hope those steps are helpful. Really, my biggest tip for getting back into the swing of things is just to get some accountability. And one of the ways that I want to suggest you do this is to join our art residency program that is starting in August. We actually have a 6-week art residency program that's designed for artists just like you, artist caregivers, working artists, artists who, you know, sometimes don't have the full 8 to 5 days to give to their practice, or artists who do, but who need that little bit of structure and accountability from a community. This program is launching August 21st. That's sort of the start of the program. And we actually kick off with 2 weeks of planning and prep. So it's really nice to get in, get your plan going, have a bit of a slow start where you're getting yourself organized. And then those 2 weeks of planning and prep are followed by 4 work weeks in September. So September is all about digging in, maximizing your studio time, making as much as possible, and really starting your fall with this big push. It's an amazing program because you get to complete an art residency right in your own home, in your studio, but we really offer the tools and support for you to get the work done. So many of us can't just pack up and go to a different place, right? We can't afford this big, crazy program. But there are artists all over the world who join the Thrive Together Network Art Residency Program, and we get that accountability and connection from being in, you know, conversation with other artists who are doing this program too. So I think it's just the best of both worlds. Again, this program is part of the Artist Mother community, but it's hosted through the Thrive Together Network. However, we actually have a special network spot for artist caregivers where we connect. We have a group that we talk about parenting and art right on the network. We would really love for you to join us there. It's kind of the place that we're forming our more intimate connections and stronger bonds as a community. And I actually have a code for all artist mothers and listeners of this podcast. So you can take $10 off your monthly TTN membership. Or if you sign up for the annual membership, which is actually the best way to save money on the program, you'll get $35 off your yearly membership. So the link and all of the information is in the show notes for you to join us. Again, this residency program starts August 21st. So please sign up before then, because I would love to see you there. I would love to have you join this program. It's a really great one for first timers if you've never done a residency before. It's great for artist caregivers who just find it challenging to leave home and to pack everything up and go away to a residency. It's one that you can like fit into nap time, or you can really make it whatever you want. You could set up 8 hours a day, you know, and that's your residency, or you can do 1 day or, you know, 1 hour a day every week, and that is your residency. It really is flexible for whatever you have to work with. But the beauty of it is that there is tools, there is support, and the structure that comes with what we offer in the program, and then the community of all of the other artists who are doing it in their own way, who get to share their experience with you. So the best way to find out more about the art residency program is to join us this Thursday on August 10th at 1 p.m. Eastern, because we're going to have a free info session that's happening on Zoom. The link to that Zoom call is in the show notes and on the Artist Mother Podcast link tree on Instagram. We would love for you to join this Zoom call. And if you're listening to this episode after August 10th, or you aren't able to make that Zoom call in person, we will definitely have the link for the replay in the show notes and on our link tree, so you can catch the replay and watch the session there, because you'll be able to ask us questions. We'll be able to talk through, you know, some different examples of what people do for the residency, and you'll get all of the residency information there. So again, lots happening that you can plug into, that you can use as momentum for getting yourself back into the studio and back into gear. We, just as a reminder, have 2 Zoom calls coming up very soon for you to either join live or catch the replays to. And that is Thursday, August 10th at 1 p.m. is our art residency info session. And then Tuesday, August 15th at 1 p.m. Eastern is our free art and tea session called Getting Back to Your Art After a Break, with more inspiration, journaling prompts, and just, you know, intention setting for how to get set up for a great fall in the studio. So I really hope to see you at one or both of these opportunities so we can just collectively start the season in, you know, this strong community with the support of each other and the artists from the Thrive Together Network and the Artist Mother Community Group. I will be back next week with more Artist Mother episodes for you. I'm actually putting a lot of effort in to bring you guys more episodes this fall and to be as supportive as possible for you. So I'm here. I'm thinking of you all. I know it's a tough time and also a beautiful time for artist caregivers as we transition our kids back to school, as we get back into different, you know, fall routines. I want to thank you so much for listening and just being a supportive part of this community. It means the world to me. If you are not already following us on Instagram, we post a lot of our information there. And again, all of the links for the art residency program, the free art and tea session are going to be on our link tree and in the show notes for this episode, as well as the code for joining the Thrive Together Network at a discounted rate. So make sure you check out that information and follow us at Artist Mother Podcast on Instagram. All right, guys, we're going to get back to the studio soon. Hang in there if you've got a few more weeks. And I can't wait to start the fall strong and get back to wearing our artist hats. Much love to you.
The Artist Mother Podcast is curated and produced by Kaylin Butine. Music by Josh Middleton. Editing and mixing by John M. Butine. Please visit www.artistmotherpodcast.com for episode notes and to find out how you can further support this podcast.